This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The regional U.S. Patent and Trademark Outreach Office opened 10 years ago in Denver. Its director says it's showing no signs of slowing down. Molly Kochalski says technology is increasing demand and investors want to protect themselves.
It's all of the things that you get to hear about in the news. Quantum computing, artificial intelligence, 5G. As patent attorneys, as patent practitioners, and as patent examiners, we all live on that edge of technology.
The Denver office will have a public celebration on Friday. Of the hundreds of bills state lawmakers consider next year, a handful may have been written by Coloradans who are still too young to vote. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
Colorado's Youth Advisory Council brings together civically minded 14 to 19 year olds to propose policies relevant to teens. Many of their ideas center around education. This year's proposals include more funding for schools to add solar panels and to cut down on food waste in cafeterias, as well as adding youth representatives to the state's Environmental Justice Advisory Board. Up to a half dozen of their proposals could eventually be introduced as bills. Last year, the Youth Advisory Council proposed what became one of the more contentious policies of the session, a requirement that school districts allow students to use their preferred names on school documents. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Most property owners in Denver will pay a flat fee of $150 as part of the city's new sidewalk repair program starting in January. The goal is to fix broken sidewalks and build some where there are none. The city has more than 300 miles of missing sidewalks and 800 miles where the sidewalks are too narrow. That's according to the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure. The fee is part of the voter-approved Denver Deserves Sidewalks program. It's CPR News and KRCC.